Today, September 28th, is the feast day of St. Wenceslas. We sing about him in Christmas carols, the good king, and about his charity to the poor. He was actually the Duke of Bohemia and became the patron saint of Czechoslovakia. He was born near Prague in the year 907. He was the oldest son of the ruler of Bohemia. His grandmother was a saint, Saint Ludmilla. She was the wife of the first Christian Duke of Bohemia. And she's the one who raised her grandson, Wenceslas, to be a devout Catholic. When his father died, he was next in line for the throne, but he was so young that his mother became the regent and governed the country with disastrous results. And so there were factions within the country, the pagans against the Christians, and Ludmilla, who was his grandmother, who became a saint, she urged her grandson, Wenceslas, to take over the rulership himself against his evil mother. Well, his mother feared Ludmilla's influence over young Prince Wenceslas and had her murdered. And of course, now she is a canonized saint. The nobles of the country sided with Wenceslas, and the power of the mother was broken. And so the young king tried to make peace between the warring factions. He allied himself with the Holy Roman Emperor, Henry I of Germany, and he tried to restore order to his country. But he had a younger brother named Boleslas, who hoped to become the king himself illegally. And so his brother Boleslas allied himself with the opposing, basically with the pagans who opposed the Christian rule. And so he resented Wenceslas's closeness to the church. And so when Wenceslas got married and had a son, his brother Boleslas grew very angry because he knew that his chance of being the successor to his brother disappeared because Wenceslas now had a son that would take over the reign of the country. So he began to plot to murder his own brother. So on September 28th in the year 929, Boleslas invited his brother to celebrate at Mass on the feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian. So it was in the morning on his way to Mass that Wenceslas was stabbed to death by his own brother. And his last words to his brother Boleslas were, "May God forgive you, my brother." So Wenceslas was immediately acclaimed as a Christian martyr by the people, and his feast day was immediately observed throughout the country. His tomb became a place of pilgrimage where countless miracles occurred. So he became known as the patron saint of the Bohemian people and what will become known as the region of Czechoslovakia. So when we look at this sort of interesting historical saint who became, of course, the great duke and leader of the people, we see that it was his grandmother that was the one who raised him in the faith to be a devout Catholic young man who would become the leader of this country. So I think a great lesson we can take from this is the power of grandparents to influence their grandchildren, to pray for them, of course, every day, to give them good example, to stay close to them, to help them to be raised in the Catholic faith. It's amazing how this grandmother became a saint herself, Saint Ludmilla, and how through her efforts and prayers and example, her grandson became a saint and a martyr for the faith. And so we pray today, Saint Wenceslas, pray for us.